from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Doesn't feel as Vodka Red Bull Friday out here in the tent as it does in the studio.
If we get Derek to go buy some vodka and some Red Bull, it will.
Yeah, Derek, go get some vodka and some Red Bull. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka.
I got a credit card there.
Maryland made, amazingly smooth and loved throughout the DMV. We are live in Ashburn at training camp. All of our training camp
coverage.
We're
going to party at Cody House and
Toby's house. Toby got the house to himself. Toby Altizer joins us now. Toby is our official Commanders training camp correspondent. What's up, Tobo?
What's going on?
Chilling, brother.
So we all just sat. We all just listened to Jaden Daniels. Very cool customer, man. Like, he does not. I don't know. Jaden just keeps it very, very calm, very cool.
Even keel, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked with Crowder after practice. He said that you could just tell, you know, for a kid that's coming in as a rookie. I know he's an older rookie, but what? Who cares, right? It's his first year in the league, and he acts like a vet, right? He acts like someone that's been there before and isn't too high, isn't too low. It doesn't matter if it's a good day or a bad day. You couldn't tell the difference, and I think that's good in a quarterback because that's the leader of your football team. So he's not going to get too overly he's not going to panic if things aren't going right, right? So yeah. It's a good thing to see.
He seems a little different than a lot of the guys. Like, a lot of the guys come in with that high of a pick, they act like they know everything. But one thing I've noticed about him is he's always talking about who he asked, who he's talking to, who he's trying to find out information for. So when you don't think you know it all, I think that's a better way to get into something.
Well, and we can talk about how he looked in practice today. The thing that I took away from today, B. Mitch, is when Marcus or someone was out there, who's he standing by? Bobby Wagner. And he's walking through, here's what I was looking at here, and Bobby's talking about, here's what you should have done here, yeah. Here's what I'm seeing. And that's that sort of experience you're talking about and trying to learn from everybody all over the field and knowing, like, a guy like Bobby Wagner knows so much about football,
yeah.
And you can learn it from that side so that yeah. You can apply to being a quarterback. So that was probably the most encouraging thing I saw today.
Yeah, I think offensively they didn't have their best day today, but that's just, there's going to be ups and downs with some of this stuff. I think Jaden has really been impressive in 3 days of training camp, but it's still 3 days of training camp. I loved, he is completely unbothered that he has not been named starter yet. And I loved his response, like, man, even if I was named the starter, it's not like I wouldn't still have to compete. These yeah. guys are practicing to the highest of their abilities all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think you see that in kind of the commentary from it.
Yeah, and I like that he's just going out there and going about his business, and you know he's been sharp for the most part. Even if a ball's incomplete, it's a decent read, and he doesn't want to put it in danger. Like, he skipped a ball in today in a tight window. You can live with those sorts of throws. There were a couple from Mariota that the guy's open, and he's just not able to hit the guy. You haven't seen a whole lot of that from Jaden.
Yeah.
So it's been nice to see, and he looks sharp. He looks the part, and I mean, I've said it on your guys' show before the draft. I was a May guy, but I don't know how May's doing in New England. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. Jaden looks like the right guy.
Yeah, and I think the ultimate thing about Jaden is he, as he stated, like, well, if I'm the starter or not, I'm going to work. And I think that's the thing that's going to set him apart from a lot of people, where he's not concerned about that stuff. If I go and I do what I'm supposed to do the right way, then the right decision to be made, point blank.
Yeah, and I think it feeds off to the rest of the locker room, right? The guys, like, you heard Allegretti during minicamp. He's like, I thought I was here early, and I see Jaden's already been here an hour. So it makes the other guys work harder. And so, you know, at times, you talk about complacency. It felt like that in this building at times in the yeah, past. That's definitely not going to be the case this year.
It reminds you of the story Chris Bosh was saying when they were they were out somewhere playing in the U.S. basketball or something, and he said, man, I'm going to beat Kobe to practice the next day. And he said he got up and he got down at the practice, and Kobe was coming back from breakfast for his second practice. He had already practiced, went, got some breakfast, and was coming back.
Well, Heinicke tells that story when he was on the Patriots practice squad that he wanted to beat Brady in. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, I got there early as hell. And Brady was already 20 minutes into film study. I think Heinicke got there at like 4:45.
Yeah.
And Brady was already 20 minutes deep.
But you see, he's putting in the work. Like you said before, Jay.
Well, that's,
it doesn't guarantee, but you know one thing. He is going to do what he needs to do to put himself in a position.
Exactly. It doesn't guarantee it, but that's how you do be successful if you're going to be successful.
There you go. There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.